shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented, my name is Mumba Tailash. We take a look at the headlines. Chieftainess and Soro 7 calls for united action on climate justice. Nevas Mumba apologizes to the Seventh-day Adventist SDA community. In international news, world's largest maritime nations are gathering in London in a bid to strike a historic climate deal. And in sports, Football Association of Zambia FAS describes the FIFA club professionalism and management workshop as vital. And now the news in detail. Former Vice President Nevas Mumba has apologized to the Seventh-day Adventist SDA community following a social media backlash after he was captured standing on a Dorcas Chitenge during a Pathfinder Guard of Honor at Kanyama SDA Church. Dr. Mumba has clarified that neither he nor the event organizers intended any form of disrespect, explaining that the use of the material by all accounts was a gesture of honor and aesthetics within the SDA Pathfinder tradition and protocol. He has, however, questioned critics, asking whether it is the Chitenge that gives the church its spiritual power or the cross, stating that salvation does not come from garments or decorations, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. The decoration of a platform, right or wrong, does not possess the power to sanctify or defile, Dr. Mumba added. Chieftainess Nsoro 7 of the Kunda-speaking people of Mambwe District in Eastern Province has called for collective action on climate change for all the residents. The traditional leader says her chiefdom must join hands with all familiar stakeholders to affirm that protecting the environment is not optional but a duty. She stated that the forests give rain, the rivers give life, and the soils give food and must be preserved through collective action. Chieftainess Msoro added that her traditional leadership is enforcing local laws against deforestation, encouraging clean energy use, and creating alternative livelihoods that reduce pressure on nature.
The challenge goes beyond one chiefdom, one region. It is a national call for transformation. Climate justice must ensure that every household has access to water, energy, and sustainable livelihoods. Let this rally strengthen our shared resolve as one family, one people, and one earth. If we stand together, our mother Zambia will not only survive climate change, but she will thrive and lead Africa towards a greener, fairer tomorrow.
Earlier, Chieftainess Muweza, one of the Ila people in Itejiteje district of Southern Province, stated the theme, Justice Has No Borders, United for a Greener Tomorrow, is not just a statement but a challenge to break down barriers between urban and rural, young and old, rich and poor, and to act with unity in protecting the environment.
When we say justice has no borders, we mean that the environment rights must not depend on where we live or what you earn. A child in Muweza has just as much right to breathe clean air as a child in Saka. A farmer in Wapula deserves the same access to health land as one in Central Province.
And Chief Nukwa of the Ngoni-speaking people in Chipangali district of Eastern Province says the climate crisis affects all Zambians regardless of region or background, and that deforestation, unpredictable rainfall and rising temperatures threaten food systems and cultural heritage.
Climate justice demands that every citizen, from rural farmers to urban dwellers like yourselves here, takes part in healing the land. Together, let us transform Zambia into a model of environmental leadership in Africa, where growth is green and justice has no borders.
Preparations for the 2025 Lusaka Province Independence Carnival, slated for 25th October, have heightened. The carnival is set to be graced by Hahona, the Vice President, Mrs. Mutale Nalumango. The carnival draws cultural performances and dances from all the 10 provinces of Zambia. The venue is in Koloma Stadium in Charleston. The theme for this year's independence celebration is 61 years of peace and unity, building a resilient and prosperous Zambia. The Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Office, Logic Lukwanda, says the theme resonates well with the national unity anchor of One Zambia, One Nation motto, which has kept the country united for 61 years since independence. He says the Independence Carnival also serves as an avenue for both the promotion of tourism and cultural heritage. Lusaka District Publicity Voter Education Coordinator Namakao Pumulo says the voter registration process has started on schedule in the city. Ms. Pumulo says the exercise aims to register eligible voters and provide various services, including replacement of lost voter cards, change of polling districts, and updating of voter information. ZMBC reports that the voter education facilitators have also been deployed in all 38 wards in Lusaka to sensitize communities and provide referrals to registration centers. Ms. Pumulo further encouraged residents to visit their nearest registration centers, which will be open from 8 to 17 hours daily. Now, Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, Godaza, has urged stakeholders to rise above partisan interests and support Bill 7 to enable President Hakainde Hichilema unlock further development for the country. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga states that Bill 7 is a vital piece of legislation that will advance Zambia's development agenda under President Hichilema's leadership. Mulenga highlighted that Zambia is currently undergoing rapid economic growth and recovery, with visible benefits reaching ordinary citizens. The Godaza Executive Director said this progress reflects the sound policies being implemented by the New Dawn administration.
As Governance and Development Advocates in Zambia, we wish to call for support of Bill 7 to advance Zambia's development agenda under President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership. With the rapid growth of the economy and the economic recovery that the country is experiencing, this is the time to unlock further development. Bill 7 is a vital piece of legislation that will accelerate progress, improve infrastructure, and raise the quality of life for all Zambians. Let's unite in Zambia as Zambians. This is our agenda as a nation.
Just now we take a break to stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
The world's largest maritime nations are gathering in London in a bid to strike a historic climate deal that could reshape the global shipping industry. At the heart of the talks is a proposal to introduce a global fee on greenhouse gas emissions from ships. The first of its kind, if adopted, the measure would drive the sector away from heavy fossil fuels and towards cleaner, climate-friendly alternatives. The proposed net zero framework would